Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey, friends, welcome to the PHP. Happy Turkey Day if you're listening on Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of drama. I'll get to the drama. And the drama also involves celebrities, okay? I'm in drama again. But first, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Gorgeous. I had teased on our show earlier this week that you were going to listen to my song for the first time.
Yes.
How are we going to do that? Do I just play it on my speakers here? Or?
Can you text it to me?
Can you text an MP3?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
We'll listen together. Here we go.
I'm excited, guys.
Hey, did you hear Perez Hilton has a new song? Oh my God, isn't he like 50? Okay, boomer.
I hate that I like it already. All right, I think I get it.
What'd you think?
Not bad, man. I think I like it. It's kind of fun. Look, if it's like a TikTok kind of song, it's very well produced. It's kind of punk rock.
Thanks.
A little bit. And I like the vibe. I do. I was really expecting it to be a lot shittier. It's pretty good.
Mentioned TikTok. Yeah. The song is on TikTok. So if anybody listening is on TikTok too, they can make videos with the audio. I'm really glad that you like the vibe. So I didn't mention this last time. Like, the concept was mine and so was the vibe. How it worked was I sent over the producers like 5 different songs that inspired me. And then they kind of were inspired by the 5 different songs that I sent to them. They created this new song for me. And then we wrote the lyrics and melody together. And, well, they mainly did the melody. I did lyrics. But, yeah.
I was dying to tell you how shitty it's not. I'm kind of bummed.
Oh, thanks. And like I said, it is what it is. I'm not trying to pass myself off as anybody serious.
No, it's super fun. And I get the reason for it. And it's, you know, I mean, the whole 50 thing, that's really funny. It's good.
Thanks. I came up with that.
Yeah, it's good. I like that.
Okay, so I mentioned drama. Let me tell you something. Everybody is coming at me recently. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a good... I love it. That means there's something in the air. That means I'm doing shit right. Oh, God. We're not going to have a repeat of earlier in this week. That's the last curse word you're hearing from me today. Okay. I think it means I'm doing things right if I'm riling people up and getting people upset. So it's Thanksgiving. Let me tell y'all. I already have been eating my face off today, okay? And this break that we're taking to record is so welcome because after we're done, I'm going to continue to eat my face off and drink. I'm going to have some booze today and I'm going to love it all. But so many people have been telling me that, and you've seen me in person recently more than once. So many people have been telling me, and in rude ways, that I look sick and too thin and this, that, and the other. Let me tell y'all something. You don't tell somebody that. You could say, oh, you could say.
You like it. What are you talking about?
Well, I love attention. I do love that. But
you don't say.
But it's tied into my authenticity and my hard work ethic. I don't like that people are questioning what I'm telling them. And I also don't like that people think I'm cheating. Let me be super clear. I think a few things are at play here. One, for the majority of 2019, my face was hidden underneath a ridiculous, stupid colored beard. So the beard mm-hmm. is gone now, and people are saying, like, oh, wow, he's lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I've spoken about my wellness journey this year and how my mom was sick and how I started overeating and overeating a lot and how I gained a ton of weight this year. And then my sister set me mm-hmm. down and told me I was spending too much and how I got rid of my trainer and got rid of my meal delivery and how I've been doing it all myself. By just being more consistent, okay? By eating healthy mm-hmm. almost all the time, by not drinking booze, and by showing up. Like, I go to the gym 6 to 7 times a week. Hmm. I eat all the time. I just eat healthy.
Okay, you're boring the shit out of us.
Whatever.
Nobody cares. You're thinner. You look great. Congratulations.
But I'm doing it healthy, okay?
I know you are. You're working out. You're going to the gym every day. It's good.
Yeah, I don't weigh myself. I eat whenever I'm hungry. The other drama that I'm involved in is one that I sort of created. Jax from Vanderpump Rules was talking smack about me.
Yeah, somebody reported that to me on Instagram.
I did.
No. One of our listeners reported that to me on Instagram.
Oh, I did too. I sent it to you on Instagram and I texted it to you.
I didn't see that. I'm telling you, a listener texted me or DM'd me this morning and said, Perez and Jax are going at it or something. And then I wrote back. I said something to the effect of, oh, I'll take care of that idiot.
Well, whatever. Anyways, Jax posted a screenshot of a TikTok video that I made, and he wrote this on top of it. All this dude does is talk shit about people and the way they look. Are you serious? Implying that I look ugly or whatever he might be implying. I don't know. All I have to say to him on my podcast, because I've already responded.
I think it's our podcast, but continue.
Our pod, Jesus, semantics, on my podcast with you, our podcast, whatever. All I have to say to Jax Taylor is, you're welcome. And thank you. I could have ignored it, but he was talking all this smack about me on the day I was releasing OK Boomer. So I was like, you know, if I respond and not just respond, if I respond and then blast this everywhere, that'll get people talking about me. And then hopefully people will see that I've also got a new song out. So thank you to him. I appreciate that you're drawing awareness to my TikTok. My TikTok is lit AF. But anyways, it's been really sad for me to observe that Alec Baldwin's wife has been parent shamed for wanting to have more kids. Unfortunately, she suffered a miscarriage recently. She was pregnant with their fifth child. And so many assholes. Oh, God, I said I wasn't going to curse again, but this one merited it. This one really warranted it. Schmucks on social media have been shaming her for wanting and trying for a fifth child, saying all sorts of things like, you've already got 4 healthy kids, focus on that, and blah, blah, blah. People, Kris Jenner had 6 children come out of her. People don't shame Kris Jenner. There are people that have large families. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a large family. Like, it's really just sad to see, A, that she experienced this and that a good amount of people, instead of offering condolences and support, were being so critical. Like, that's just...
Well, come on. It's dumbass online culture. We went over this.
Ugh, it's sad. All right. We had so much good stuff to talk about last show that we didn't even get to some of the things that I wanted to talk about. So we talked about mm-hmm. the AMAs. Somebody that was not at the AMAs was Sam Hunt. He got arrested for drunk driving recently in Nashville. I would say that's more embarrassing than Justin Timberlake and his drama. Is that more or equal or less?
It's Justin Timberlake. He's a household name. So that's pretty embarrassing, I would think. All right. A lot of people get DUIs. So yeah. I don't know. His blood alcohol level is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was like double.
0.6 or something. Yeah, it was crazy. It was way up there.
It was like double. He was at some place. Actually, he was hopping around Nashville with his friends. And what's unfortunate is at one point in the evening, he did get into an Uber or a Lyft. Somehow, though, he ended up back in his car and got arrested at nearly 6 in the morning. I just want to briefly touch on this and just remind everybody, there's no excuse in this day and age for driving under the influence. Get a damn Lyft or Uber, okay? Jesus freaking Christ. Somebody else who was not at the AMAs earlier this week was Scooter Braun. And there was a juicy new article that the New York Times, the very reputable New York Times, wrote that I think did not paint him in a very favorable light. Did you see that article or read it?
Mm-mm.
It basically said that one of the main reasons that Scooter has been making overtures towards Taylor Swift and has said publicly that he's willing to sell her catalog is because the Carlyle Group, which provided the funding for the purchase of Taylor's former label, Big Machine Records, they put the pressure on Scooter. They are the ones who now want to sell Taylor Swift her catalog. Isn't this awesome?
Wow.
She's seemingly going to get what she wants. The power of Taylor Swift.
No, it's the power of the dollar. Okay. The dollar gets it done. They just want their money.
Or they don't want their brands being tarnished anymore.
That's all of their doing. And I think Taylor has damaged her own image. I think that for her fans, it's all cool, but you can't just look at her fans. You have to look at music fans, all of us. And I think that I think she's done a disservice to herself. And I believe that Big Machine has as well. I don't think that either side is carried on in a very businesslike manner.
I would say Taylor has been more businesslike than they have.
Yeah, putting stuff on Instagram. That's really great.
That business. Was not her first course of action. That was her last resort.
Maybe her diabolical plan was to devalue her own work so she could get it at a cheaper rate.
That would be even smarter.
Well, you say so.
Speaking of Scooter Braun, he took to social media to play the victim card here. And I would not call Scooter Braun a victim. He was trying to make Taylor Swift look bad and feel bad, claiming that he's getting death threats. I'm like, please, please. You know those people sending you, quote, death threats are just dumb teenagers. And there's no real threat to you or your family's safety, okay? That was just stupid, I think.
Okay.
Anyways, on to other news. From that drama to drama with Aaron Carter, it's like I'm psychic. I was saying that he'd been lying low recently, but now there's way more drama with Aaron Carter. We talked briefly recently about him being hospitalized. Well, he's been ordered by a judge to give up his guns. This in relation to an ongoing restraining order against him by his sister. That restraining order was also extended to a year. And according to reports, Aaron Carter went nuts in the courtroom and even was like speaking out against the judge in court. I would not think that's the smartest move, but God bless him. He also seems to need money, or so he wants us to believe. This is not a joke. Maybe he's taking it down, but I saw that Aaron Carter started his own GoFundMe. He's asking fans to donate money for him so that he can move.
Honestly,
there are things everyone can do to help protect their sexual health.
Talk to a healthcare provider and find out about all your HIV prevention options.
Because honestly, our health is worth protecting.
Find out more at gethonestabouthiv.com.
You know I am obsessed with the Masked Singer.
Well, Hulu has that and so much more. There's so many streaming options these days, but Hulu has my favorite shows, from The Masked Singer to some classics like South Park, as well as Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, The Voice, Blackish, The Good Place, Empire, Grey's Anatomy, This Is Us, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and more. But the thing I love the most about Hulu is Hulu doesn't just have options. Hulu has a great price. And as a father of three, I'm always trying to be as resourceful with my dollars as possible. You can get a great plan on Hulu for as little as $5.99 a month. So if you love TV and don't want to miss a moment of the new stuff, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial today.
From Aaron Carter to another former teen star, Miley Cyrus, seemingly, but I'm not 100% convinced, Miley and Cody Simpson are still together. Seemingly. I don't know if I'm buying it, but...
They're together. I've already won this bet. I still think they're going to get married. How about that?
Miley recently celebrated her birthday, and Cody flew out to Tennessee to celebrate her birthday with her. So they're still spending time together, despite reports to the contrary that they've broken up. But there were other reports that Miley has told Cody that it's still loosey-goosey, you know, that she doesn't want to get serious with him. So I don't know. I don't know about getting married, but congratulations there. Also, congratulations to Brad Pitt, if we are to believe the reports, although his team is denying it. There were reports that Brad Pitt's got a new lady in his life, actress Aaliyah Shawkat. I may have mispronounced her name. I'm awful with pronunciations. Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
I know which character she is, yes.
Yeah, she was on that show, and she's done other things as well. And what's wild is they've been having this alleged relationship for months, right underneath our nose. They claim to be just friends, but hello, if you're a heterosexual man and you're a woman, heterosexual, bisexual, hell, even a lesbian, to be honest, and you're spending a lot of time with Brad Pitt all of a sudden, I don't know. I don't know. I'm inclined to believe that there's more than just friends, okay? On to some wacky news. Jussie Smollett is suing the city of Chicago.
Good luck.
That is such a great career move, don't you think?
He's toast. The guy's never going to work again.
Suing the city of Chicago. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's so dumb. Also, speaking of TV-related things, from the former TV actor Jussie Smollett to the now former TV show, the Victoria's Secret fashion show has been canceled. Who cares?
It just seems so out of the times. It just seemed... Like, as a guy, I didn't even want to watch it. It just felt creepy.
I enjoyed watching it on clips. Like, I don't really watch TV, but...
On clips. Yeah, look, I could watch 5 seconds of it, but just to dedicate a whole evening to some really waify, skinny, ridiculous-looking deer prancing up and down a runway with some big, dumb wings on just seemed dumb. Just seemed so, like, that's where we are? Come on, we need to move past this. There's got to be better things to put on TV than this.
I feel ya. Well, it's not going to be on TV anymore. What
good.
What did surprise me, though, is that the owners of Victoria's Secret, this company called L Brands, what they said in their statement, quote, "Given the decline in performance at Victoria's Secret, we have substantially pulled back on capital investment in that business while we focus on ensuring that our merchandise resonates with customers."
Huh.
That's a bold statement.
Smart.
Yeah. All right. Sad news. I don't know. I just want to mention it briefly. Harry Morton died. He is best known for dating a lot of young Hollywood starlets in the early 2000s. He also founded that Pink Taco restaurant chain, and he was just 38 years old. A cause of death isn't known yet. I knew him, and a lot of people that are born into wealth are douchebags, but he was not one of them, so it's just really sad. This, I don't think it'll get me in trouble, but it's sad to report And you tell me, you may not think there's any issue with this.
Okay.
This comes from it comes from a friend of mine. That's how good of a source is. I have a friend who has a friend who works at an establishment in downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato was recently in at this establishment with her new boyfriend and a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And what's alarming to me is how public she was being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the gender of the person who told my friend. I'm not saying what role they played in this establishment. So nobody's going to get fired over this. But I'm told that Demi was ordering alcoholic drinks and drinking them. Specifically, she was drinking margaritas, 1948, 1942. Is that a brand or something?
I think it's 1942, but yeah.
Okay, whatever, yeah. She was drinking margaritas with that, and there is an outdoor upstairs rooftop area in this establishment.
Mm-hmm.
I am told she was also smoking weed.
Hmm.
Is smoking weed and drinking alcohol a red flag for Demi, who has publicly stated that she's sober? What that means, she's never really specified. Maybe she's just sober from hard drugs. Maybe she's not, maybe she doesn't think she needs to, or she's not.
Yeah, I don't think sobriety works that way. I think sobriety means sober. You don't get a chip if you're smoking weed. You don't get a chip if you're drinking alcoholic beverages. I don't know how it works for NA. I don't know if she's just claiming to be off of the hard stuff, narcotics. I don't know, but that's not sober.
Is this a red flag to you? Is this alarming?
I could never tell her what to do with her life and her sobriety. I wish the best for her. I think she's a talented kid. Outside of that, I have no opinion on, you know, what she should be doing with her sobriety and her life. Her decision, she's a big girl. She could make them on her own.
I mean, I would normally agree with that, but she freaking nearly died last year. Oh, yay, yay.
It's her life.
And part of the reason I did report this is because hopefully Scooter Braun, who's her new manager, or even her mother or somebody can intervene and be like, you're being reckless. The fact that she was even being public about it makes me even more concerned. Because if she's being public about it, like, what's she doing in private? Ay, ay, ay. Well, speaking of Demi Lovato, her friend-ish, her former very good friend, Selena Gomez, just debuted a new tattoo on her upper thigh, which is of prayer hands and a rosary. And a lot of people were making a big to-do about this because Justin Bieber has a nearly identical tattoo.
Hmm. It's the first thing I thought of when I saw it. I didn't read that Bieber had it. I just thought that I was pretty sure that Bieber did. And now I'm hearing it from you. That is pretty wild.
I mean, she must have known because she knows his body very well.
It's a wonderland after all.
Are we to read into that in any way? Is there more to it than just she liked that? Or what do you think?
I don't know. That is quite the specific tattoo.
I know.
Right? There's so many religious things you could get or do. There are angels, wings. There's just so much.
Maybe, this is where my brain went, maybe it has nothing to do with Justin Bieber. I don't think this is true, though, because this would just be so petty. But maybe it was just like a way to cause pain to Hailey Bieber, or like to fuck with her mind. Oh, God. Sorry. Maybe it
cursed again.
I know. Maybe it was just a way to like mess with Hailey Bieber's mind. I don't know. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it. I think it's weird. Ray J, Kim Kardashian's former sex tape partner, has been in a lot of drama with his wife, Princess Love. But I think maybe one of the reasons I don't care so much is that they're both, you know, they're like the Kardashians. They're reality TV stars. They're on Love and Hip Hop. And I don't know if like everything's just for show. I like my drama to be real, which is why I loved that Justin Timberlake drama. That Justin Timberlake drama has been so good for business. Oh, my God. I need drama like that as often as possible. So yeah, he and his wife have been fighting publicly and all sorts of stupid allegations have been made. But like I said, I don't even know if it's all real. Sending positive vibes to both of them. They're both messes. Speaking of the Jenners, according to a new report in People magazine, Kylie Jenner continues to hang out with Drake. However, a source says they're not dating. They're just hanging out. And literally, the source says Kylie is just doing it to make Travis Scott, her baby daddy, jealous. That's how much of a baller Kylie Jenner is. She plays with Drake's emotions. Is that baller or is that lame? That's kind of baller.
Everything they do is kind of lame, if you ask me, but okay.
I would say it's more baller.
If you say so.
Because Drake's also a grown-ass man, and he should know not to get caught up in with children.
Drake is a teenage girl, okay? He really is. He is. He loves all of this. He loves being involved. He loves being in the center of attention. He's a teenage girl.
Well, then he and Kylie Jenner are a perfect match. I look forward to seeing how that pans out. Speaking of the Jenners, I gotta say, you know what? At the end of the day, I still like Kanye West, even if I don't like everything he does and says. Did you see any video from Kanye's show at the Hollywood Bowl this past weekend?
Mm-mm.
Holy moly, he debuted a new piece of art that he'd been working on, an opera. And I saw some video and it looked epic. It also looked like, I don't even know how much money. He probably made no money off of it. It might actually be his touring show for 2020, I have a feeling. This opera featured Kanye and it featured his Sunday service band plus a choir. The choir, it looked like 200 people or something like that. And a set that he had built and everything. It was wild. But speaking of Kanye and money, we spoke on the podcast not too long ago that he bought in Wyoming a 9,000-acre property worth tens of millions of dollars that has its own hotel on the land. Well, he just bought another ranch in Wyoming, this one for a measly $14 million.
Jesus, can't you buy the whole state of Wyoming for $14 million? I mean, what the hell is there?
I know. I'm starting to get concerned that he's going to go bankrupt. When you are making purchases that big, there aren't that many buyers. So no. If he needs to sell that $14 million ranch and he needs to sell it quick, he might not be able to sell it quick unless he slashes $2, $3, $4, $5 million off the price. And then he could end up taking a big hit. So, ay, ay, ay. All right, on to some more couples news. According to reports, Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are back in touch and on good terms following their split and her split from Tyler Cameron. I just hope she doesn't get back together with him. That concerns me that this story is out there because I think that means one of their two camps planted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that means that they're like setting us up to be prepared for them to get back together. Not a good idea.
I just don't care. I don't care about those two. Zayn may as well be the Ringo of 1D. I know he's bigger. He's more like in second or third place, probably third place.
Yeah, Louis Tomlinson is the Ringo.
Louis's the Ringo, right?
Yeah.
But I don't really care that much about Gigi Hadid. There's no zip to that girl to me. I just don't know why people are invested.
It's a generational thing.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be.
It is.
That's that generation's Instagram star and whatever, but I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, speaking of Tyler Cameron, he's also moved on. According to reports, he's now dating, drumroll please, Kylie Jenner's new best friend, Stassi. So good on him, I guess. You know, now he's part of the Jenner circle.
Wait a minute. Stassi's engaged. Stassi's got the man from Vanderpump Rules.
No, that's a different Stassi.
Oh, that's a different Stassi. I only know of one Stassi, Vanderpump Stassi.
Yeah, no, she's got the same name. Anastasia, whatever. Same name, different girl.
Okay,
yeah, gotcha. No, he's not dating the Vanderpump Rules girl. Yeah, yeah. Also, our favorite new couple, Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber, have officially gone public with their romance, making out in public, going on vacation together. They were down in Miami and on the beach and... God. All right, onto some film news. I don't know if this is a good idea, but maybe. I guess it all just depends on casting, right? It has been announced that a Michael Jackson biopic is in the works, done by the same producers of the Bohemian Rhapsody film. You think that's a good idea?
I didn't love that movie. It was fun. But they didn't get enough into Freddie Mercury for me. It was more of, put it this way, I think that movie's going to age like shit. I think we're going to watch it in like 5 years and think of it as a goof. So no, I don't. I would rather see somebody that can give it a little bit more drama. Or the Freddie Mercury film, just, it was okay. It was fun, but they didn't really get into the whole part of him being gay and what he went through. It just kind of touched upon that. I didn't think they did a great job.
I mean, the same thing could happen in this one, but the even bigger issue that I was thinking of was, God, finding somebody to play him that's not an impersonator. I mean, I guess it all depends on makeup. Actually, it could be really easy. It could be easy because the makeup could make it so easy. I think I've got the perfect casting, though. The perfect casting. Okay. Zoe Saldana is Michael Jackson.
I like it.
I think it's brilliant, actually. All right, some music news. Beck, the musician, would like everybody to know that he is not a Scientologist. He says, quote, "I don't have any connection or affiliation with it," which is in stark contrast to what he said in an interview like 10 years or more than 10 years ago now, that he was a Scientologist. So thankfully, he has seen the light. On to some reality TV news. I don't know what's going on here. I expect to get more information. The Duggar family, Josh Duggar of the Breeders, he had a car dealership that he owned be raided by Homeland Security.
Wow.
And they're investigating him for some reason. Homeland Security is responsible for cross-border criminal activity, which can include crimes like money laundering, cash smuggling, and illegal importing and exporting. So I will keep you guys updated on that. Also, speaking of reality TV news, did you ever watch American Idol back when it was on Fox?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Do you remember this contestant, Antonella Barba?
Oh, do I ever. She was so pretty.
She was. And unfortunately, she's had quite the fall from grace. Last year, she was arrested in Virginia and caught trying to deliver 2 pounds of fentanyl to a dealer as part of a drug ring that had been operating in that area for about a year. Well, according to new court documents, she blames her taste of fame for why her life has ended up how it has ended up. And you know what? I sort of agree with her. If you are lucky, I mean, not everybody has to respond that way, but I have empathy for her because she was like a pop culture girl. She was in the zeitgeist for a little bit and she got a taste of what that was like. And then she kept wanting it and couldn't keep having it and lost it. And that's really hard for some people to deal with.
It's not easy becoming famous overnight and then having it taken away so quickly and abruptly and then going on with your life. It's hard for some of these kids. And she was a kid when this happened. So I do have empathy for her.
Yeah, I think she was just 19 years old. So thankfully, your
pretty girl,
your comments weren't that creepy. They were a little creepy, but not that creepy.
What do you mean?
I'm joking.
I didn't say I wanted to do her or anything. I just said she was beautiful. She was.
But you wanted to do her.
Fine, I did. But at that time, I was probably 25, so it was legal on both sides. So there you go.
Sure. Speaking of reality TV news, Brandi Glanville has confirmed that she will be appearing on some episodes of the upcoming season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I love it because she brings the drama, let me tell you. Did you ever watch that franchise? No.
Nope.
Well, she's good. Brandi gives good TV. Speaking of television, you'll have to watch this and let us know how it is. Although you may just say, nah, not my kind of show. Not next month. God, I'm already thinking it's... I've been much better this show. I barely cursed, okay? I'm already thinking it's December. It's still only November. In January, RuPaul has a new Netflix show that premieres. A scripted sitcom called AJ and the Queen. Is that the kind of show you would watch?
I don't know. I'd have to see a trailer for it. I can't tell you just based on the name.
Well, she plays a drag queen in it, and it's a comedy. So I don't know. I just got to take a moment of respect and appreciation and say I am so inspired by RuPaul. She's three plus decades into her career, and it seems like she's hotter than ever. She's got Drag Race, which is coming back here in America. Ru just launched Drag Race UK.
Can I stop you for a minute? You keep saying she.
I know.
She's a drag queen. That means she's a he.
Yeah.
And I don't think he identifies as she, does she?
Sometimes when they're in drag, when they're doing drag, they identify as she. But no, RuPaul does not identify as she.
Okay. I didn't want to be ignorant. I just didn't know if that was correct. I didn't know what to say there.
Yeah. So he is got his drag con convention also, which is now international. It's in LA, New York, and London. Ru's also got a makeup line. I'm just like, wow. I love that all of this is happening 3 decades into his career. And I feel good things are coming in 2020 for both of us. I'm being optimistic. All right, let's take some calls.
Hi, guys. This is Nicola from Chesapeake, Virginia. Calling to make a comment on the Chick-fil-A. We have a Chick-fil-A probably every 2 or 3 blocks away from each other. And there is a line out the door wrapped around the building every day, all day.
Wow.
It's just a great sandwich. French fries are amazing. Customer service is awesome too, though. Even though there's a big
all right, another Chick-fil-A. You got to go. It's really good.
Well, I think if I go and I make a video of me eating there for the first time, it'll do well because who knew so many people were invested in Chick-fil-A?
Very good plan. Gay guy tries Chick-fil-A for the first time. That's really a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. My name is Quisha. I'm calling in from Louisiana. I'm calling to ask a question, but before I do, I wanted to say that Kylie and Cody actually did date way back before Gigi. You can look it up. There's a bunch of pics of them as a couple.
Wait, who dated? Kylie and him?
And
Cody Simpson? Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually do remember that now, but they dated for like less than a month, I think. Like, no.
15 minutes.
Yeah, basically.
My question is, would you two ever consider doing a live broadcasting video podcast? I think it would be interesting to see your reactions to each other.
Yeah. What do you think, Perez? Should we do a live TV show?
Anything. We'll do anything where there's a paycheck, okay?
Another call.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm calling from Las Vegas. So I had to call when I heard you guys talking about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. First of all, it is not a dry city. Do you think that they would have the Sundance Film Festival there if nobody could drink? I mean, Salt Lake...
Well, Sundance isn't in Salt Lake City. It's in Park City, Utah. It's a different city completely. They're, what, an hour apart? So they're not exactly the same city.
And also, Perez, you should know that Madonna never gives out free tickets. I just paid $550 to see her in Vegas, and I know I make a lot less money than you. Love the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Madonna had given... I had gotten free tickets to all to her last 3 tours. So there you go.
All right. Another call.
Hey guys, Carrie from Toronto. You were just talking about Housewives and how there should be or potentially could be some in Canada. There was one in Vancouver. It was stupid. And it was all old bitches. Oh. And it looked like their faces were stuck in a wind tunnel.
Oh.
So really, Canada has not done well as far as Housewives go.
Oh. Maybe
they think some different people will be better, but I don't know. Not a good idea. Later.
Canadians are just too nice. They don't have that predisposition to shitty behavior. They're good people. These bitches are just awful people.
You just got to get them wasted.
You got to get them lubed up. Yeah, that's probably it. All right. Everybody have a great whatever holiday weekend, wherever, whenever you're listening. We'll do this again next
and
week.
And if you like our show, you're going to love Brad Behavior with Brad Goreski, the newest podcast from the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One. From the red carpet to the runway, TV personality, stylist to the stars, and author Brad Goreski gets undressed in candid interviews with other celebs and friends. Each week, they contemplate and celebrate fashion, pop culture, and life's random surprises. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss Brad Behavior every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.